online podcast 296, and there's not going to be an introduction music because this is going to be another raw episode. I'm just like, you know, turning on my microphone, speaking right into the microphone. I'm adjusting. You can hear the clicking because I'm adjusting the sound on my unit. Oh, that sounds naughty. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to online podcast. Oh my god! So much happened over this last week when I was voiceless, pretty much. My server was having a lot of issues. I was... Hi, boy. My server was having a lot of issues, and it had been bombarded by, you know, heavy traffic, and so my page is loading very slowly, sometimes not even loading. And because of that, I haven't been able to consistently post my observation of the election, as well as some of the updates, like, for instance, if you want to learn more. Remember... last episode and last two episodes, actually, I talked about Steve, somebody who used to be a close friend of mine. Well, he wrote. He found the podcast and he wrote. In fact, that's kind of interesting because somebody told me, who was it? I think Nick Thomas asked me if what I think about talking about this friendship of mine, the falling out of this friendship so publicly. Well, you know, that's what I do. But anyway, but so we'll talk about that too. But let's talk about the more important things, which is the election. So, yay, and very excited, and I was very happy all day. In fact, on election day, it was like this up and up feeling, and I was very hopeful, but at the same time trying to be cautious, and therefore I was keeping it all to myself. And after watching the election the whole night, the results turning better and better, except that as of this recording, which is a Saturday, November the 8th, I think. Yeah, November the 8th. As of now, I don't think Missouri is even have a definitive candidate for the state yet. I mean, it really doesn't matter. The president-elect, my president-elect is now Barack Obama. And I am very excited, and I know there are several listeners out there who are also huge supporters of Obama and who are also very excited. For instance, Whitney. She actually asked me to call. I wonder if I should call her right now, but maybe I should have warned her. Anyway, I'm very excited about the election outcome, obviously, but with excitement and with somebody winning, there are somebody losing. And in fact, this week I actually get to talk to a friend of mine who is on the other side. And if you hear licking voice, it's not me. Let me hear it. That's actually Chai. He's just cleaning himself next to me. He's sitting on my lap. And so, what should I say? So, I get to talk to a friend of mine about being on the losing side. And several things came out of that. What do we do now? Now that my candidate won, what do we do? Well, there's really nothing much except for the policy that hopefully we'll be seeing are not going to be so retarded as you know, the past 8 years. One thing that really made me very uncomfortable about the so-called Republican agenda about on world issues, as well as our stance in this global community. We, for the last 8 years, have been very stubborn and stuck up and pretty much a dick, if, you know, to put it bluntly, and a little bit asshole-ish. And there's, you know, several other assholes that I'll be talking about throughout this show. And you're just going to have to stay tuned and listen to who the other asshole is. And if you follow my blog and you follow my tweets, you probably know who I'm talking about. And so I am hoping that we will gain our respect back from the whole world with this new president that we president-elect, and then the president that we'll be having in January. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a change of attitude. At the same time, I also know and well aware that we have to work as a country. The reason why I think we came into this mess from the last eight years was because instead of working together, the Republican administration, the Bush's administration, is utilizing completely their power to gain all the get all the political gains rather than working together with the Democrats. And it is very easy for us to say, okay, I'm going to do the same thing so that we can gain our balance back. But I don't think this precedent is that way. There are things that we need to do to fix that the Republican parties or the supporters of the Republican Party may not like. But I think I can, I know the reason why I choose or know that this president will be a better president for me personally is because I do see the quality in him who is capable of doing this. Now, of course, there's also going to be the extreme on the other, like the extreme left, the liberals. I'm kind of a bit of an extreme left, but I respect other people. I respect our differences, and therefore I'm not an asshole, hopefully. So there will be arguments on the other side that we should rule, now that the Democratic Party won, we should then start putting in a lot of leftist stuff to sort of recompensate and retip the whole country back to the center because it's been so leaning right. Yes, we have to do to some degree doing that, but at the same time, I just think that Obama is going to be very good, and with his true intelligence and his capability of working with people, I really think that he will be able to bring us to the middle, or even to the right direction, not to the right, but to the correct direction by working with both parties together. Now, that doesn't mean that the party is going to be very supportive of him. In fact, we just know that it's not going to be that way, but we will just have to see. However, I'm glad that we're heading the right direction, the right, correct direction. And a lot of you had expressed when I mentioned that my website, my server is down, and everybody's like, ah, well, not everybody. Several of you wrote in to me personally, as well as leaving comments on my website saying that you want to hear my opinion about the election. Here it is. I am here talking to you about it. And hopefully my server is all stable now. It looks like it is stable. So hopefully I don't have any further issues with this new server. And let's see, there are times that podcasters will come into this struggle, kind of like writers for bloggers who has mental blog and you just block that you just can't blog or can't write. And for me, sometimes it comes to me all the time where I have nothing to talk about. And But today is completely the other way around. I have been thinking about doing this recording for so long. I have been so busy. I haven't had time to really sit down and actually do this. So I am glad that I actually get to do this. But my problem is I get so many things that I want to talk about in my head that I'm kind of right now all ADD, and I don't know where to go to. So, let's see here. So the country next thing is my promise to you and to myself that now that I have my choice of president-elect and eventually president, I will get my citizenship application going. And I will do that. And of course, you know, it also takes time and it takes money. But I will definitely go ahead and do that. This is the decision making for me right now, knowing that this country is not going to the wrong direction. We'll see if we're going to the right direction, but it definitely isn't going to the wrong direction that we all know, and some just deny to see the reality that we are going to the wrong direction. So that is going, and I will keep you updated. I'll keep you posted on my citizenship status, the whole process, how much it's going to cost me, the test, and all that that I have to go through. I'll keep you posted on that one as well. Hello, boy. And then Proposition 8 in California. That was a big disappointment to me, personally. In fact, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who is opposing, who is for the banning of gay marriage, or rather wanting to put in wanting to put in the word men and women in the definition of a marriage. And I was explaining why this is so crucial for me. Now, though, this friend of mine understand and get it that there's nothing less, my love for Bruce, there's nothing less. And this is like a big slap in the face, is that when you say you should get civil union but not marriage, that just tells me that I am not equal. I'm not like you simply because I am gay. Now, before, I don't know if you remember, I don't even remember myself, but I remember a while back, I thought I used to take the stance of, you know, I don't think I've ever publicly mentioned this on my podcast until I actually decided that I want to go and support gay marriage. And I think at that time, I was also giving the reason why I choose to do that. Before, I took the stance of why I don't really care about how you call it. You can call it monkey, you can call it chai, hello buddy, and you can call it pencil or ass licking. Sorry. You can call it anything. Not ass licking. You can call it anything. Civil union, civil whatever. But we don't really need to have marriage. That was my previous belief. Maybe about 2 years ago, 3-4 years ago, that changed for me. Because I realized that, and this is through reading and through understanding the opinion from peers of mine, friends of mine who are fighting for equal rights, and brought up the fact that what is separate but equal? There is no such a thing. There shouldn't be such a thing, especially for the United States of America, who is this poster child of equality. But when this poster child of equality start to have double standards, then we are sending that message to the whole world that it is okay to be discriminatory. So if we, as a country, send out the message that it's okay to discriminate by putting in law, like right now making laws saying that a marriage is between a man and a woman, and therefore we are writing in discrimination. And I don't, now here's, I want to make my point clear that I do not care if, this is the other asshole, Bishop Finn, Robert Finn in Kansas City, and I hope he gets me and he calls me and I want to talk to him personally about how he wants the church to not care for gay people. I don't give a damn about whatever he does inside the church. Now, but when he wants to try to put his influence on voters, on Catholic voters, by saying, this is in a newspaper article, you can go to onlinepodcast.com and actually find a link to an article that Bishop Finn talked about on a radio show on how if you vote for Obama, you will be affecting your eternal salvation. Now, to some Catholics, I mean, this is like eternal salvation. That's what you work for, you know? That's like the final thing that you want to work for. I happen to not believe in that. I happen to believe in love and kindness as of now and not something that you collect for a future or for your own good. Selfishness is not love. And so that, to me, I don't, you know, I don't really care about my eternal salvation. I care about doing the right thing. I care about loving, and I care about justice, and I care about equality. And I don't really care about eternal, whatever eternal salvation is. I know, and my conscience tells me that writing in discrimination is incorrect. And my conscience also tells me that if I vote for Obama, that is not, in fact, if you vote for McCain, you are probably going to be affecting your salvation, your eternal salvation as well. And I've read that article on the Bishop Finn comment. There are several commenters in there who justified war because the Bible said so, that it's you know, it's okay to fight, you know, under some circumstances, but so it's okay to kill that way. But then for abortion, and I like how these people are saying as if you vote for Obama and then now you can, everybody should get abortion for fun. It is really stupid. And well, of course, you know, it's political stuff, so you can take whatever stance you want. It's just difficult. But however, what what I cannot come to terms is we as a country should leave church and government separate. And I think the moment that this line was blurred, or the danger of this line getting blurred, I think it's already blurred, this line being crossed is when political parties utilizes religion to gain political strength. And this started, and that had become an issue more and more. We see this in the selection of Sarah Palin in this particular election. It is to rout up the Republican base, and most of that are, you know, against gay marriage and so-called pro-life, or rather pro-life only if you were pre-born, and after you're born we don't really pro that, because we are okay with war and killing other people, and we're okay with federal punishment, killing you if you do something wrong. And what was it? What I don't see is in this, I know I'm sorry, I'm a little like here and there. What I don't see in this particular, what really bothered me with Bishop Finn's comment was we don't hear about him talking about capital punishment. That's what I was, the word that I was looking for. We don't hear about the death penalty, capital punishment, the death penalty. That's what I'm looking for. We don't hear about the death penalty from the Bishop S. Hole Finn. And if he is truly pro-life, shouldn't he be standing up the same amount regarding capital regarding death penalty as well as abortion? Why only choose one? So he really bugged me. He pissed me off, and he's pissed me off several times. And I already told you that I don't know, maybe last year or last 2 years when I decided not to sing for the cathedral anymore. Guess what? I decided not to sing for the cathedral again. I don't know if that's going to change, but I think he has crossed the line yet again, and I don't know what his motive was, but I cannot stand this guy. And so I'm not going to do that anymore, and I'm going to have to politely turn down the invitation if it ever comes to me again. I think very soon it will come if it ever comes. So I'm going to have to turn it down, and I just can't do it anymore. And that's kind of sad because it, you know, he really made a bad name for the Catholic Church here in Kansas City. We used to have a very nice, very liberal, open-minded, caring bishop, and when this bishop came and took over, we already knew that something bad is going to happen, especially to the layman service, or what is it called, ministry, that is being replaced by, you know, you have to be an ordained priest, blah, 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 very ultra-conservative, Opus Dei member, Bishop Finn, aka Asshole. And, you know, he just, yeah, anyway, I'm not just calling him names easily, you know. I don't really, how often do you actually hear me call somebody assholes? I don't. So, talking about not calling somebody asshole, oh my gosh, this is going to be a bad transition. I know that some of you may actually start to actually call this person that I want to talk about asshole, but in order to respect me and respect him, I want to probably finish up this conversation. And I ask and I beg for your respect, for the respect of to me, to not call anyone names, to not put any blames on anyone. Just let this be my diary, be my journal, be my outlet, my process, my processing of an end of a friendship. Well, not really an end of a friendship. Well, I think we're still friends, but a very casual friend. And of course, yes, I'm talking about Steve. I don't know, and I don't care if he's listening this time. I wasn't even expecting him to listen to my last couple of podcasts, but he did. So he wrote. I'm not going to read the email. I consider that a personal thing, but there are several things that I want to bring out, and I want to be able to process this and hopefully tuck this away, and this chapter is all done, and let's move on. Because finally, I'm seeing a period in this chapter. I was making a lot of assumption on my end because I, you know, essentially lost communication with Steve. And the email that I got from him, and he listened to my last two podcasts, one about him, and then another one about the response from my listeners and my response back to the responses. And this week I'm responding to Steve's own response. And I will kind of give you a little bit of the process. When I saw his email, I panicked for a little bit because, like, oh shit. Because I wasn't expecting that he's going to listen and not only listen, but listen and wrote in to me personally. I won't go into the full detail, but I'll tell you a few crucial points that I think is related to what I was feeling and all that. So he wrote in, and pretty much told me and explained to me stuff that I needed to hear probably a year ago, or a year and a half ago, whatever, or half a year ago. And so, I'm glad that he did. It was actually kind of nice to hear from him. But at the same time, that was like the last punch, you know? The confirmation of everything that I felt for the last year and a half about what's wrong with our friendship turned out to be completely true. And that is, I am just a shadow. I am not really somebody that he cares. I'm not a friend that important to him. Maybe at some point, I don't know, maybe at some point in... Boy, girl, what you doing? Girl, did you hear that? Boy, sleep. Anyway, boy, girl, what you doing? Good gosh. Anyway, go back to Steve. Perhaps at some point, for a very brief moment, during our very brief and short-lived friendship, that he really cared for me. After reading his last email, I realized that moment was very brief. And I think that he stopped caring way, way before I was able to accept the fact that I need to move on, that he doesn't care anymore, because he wasn't being completely honest to me after he felt like there's, you know, he doesn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. He is sorry for hurting me. So that makes him not an asshole. And I know some of you may argue, again, respecting my wish of not calling him names is something that I beg that you do. I just want to finish my thought and put a period to this chapter and close this book up and put it away. Did it hurt? The first day I got his email on, I think, election night, I went to bed, the night before election night. So on the 3rd, I got his email. And I did not read his email until the election morning. When I read it, it didn't sink in. It was nice to hear a conclusion to the chapter rather than just being all me assuming that this is the case. It is an affirmation, a confirmation that you know, where things are. And it was actually good. I actually felt good that day. The second day, it sort of, because of, you know, the excitement about the election, and then boom, suddenly everything is done. And, you know, even though Obama won, it was still like this excitement, and then boom, suddenly crash. And I frankly, lately, I haven't been doing really well with that, you know, like getting too excited, too happy, and boom, suddenly I get this crashing down feeling. And so the second day, it felt like, oh my gosh, this is sinking in. This is it. This is the end. To the point that I was tearing up thinking about it. This is the part that I don't want you to write in and call names and all that. Here's the reason. I know you're very protective of me. All of you listeners who wrote into me whenever there's something that I go through, I know that you really care for me. And that is the reason why I don't want you to make this hasty action of calling him names. This is what I realize. I am not that important for him as a friend. And I think it happened way early. I just didn't want to see it. I was in denial. I was hoping that it is not true. He didn't tell me that in this email directly, but this is where I pick it up from. I told you that his friend did something really cruel to him, shut him off of his life, and he was very hurt, and very ironically, or I don't know, very interestingly, that is exactly what he did to me. And this friend was so important to him. And I, you know, I don't blame his friend. I don't even blame him. It's just that this friend is so important to him that he wants to make peace with him. It was such a big hurt. And in fact, it was kind of a relief for me to know, because I was so codependent in this relationship, this friendship, well, this relationship, essentially. I don't think that maybe it wasn't healthy to begin with, you know? And so, but anyway, this friendship for him, with his friend, were so important that even though his friend did something so painful to him, he chooses, it's killing him inside, he told me, that he chooses to wipe everything clean and start fresh with this friend. And I'm happy for him, because I was really hurt by him being hurt. And so I'm happy to hear that hopefully, you know, this is going to work out for him, for them. But this is the part that was hurting for me, is because this is what he told me. He said, this might be difficult for you to hear, but he and this friend of his are now friends again early this summer. And that part, surprisingly, is not the painful part. In fact, in my head, I just knew that that is coming, because I know that how important this friend is to him. And he is willing to do all this just to be friends with him. And what sucks is, and I just realized several days ago, I mean, I knew all this while, but I finally realized and admitted that I was so stupid. I was just so naive and so stupid that I invested so much in this friendship that I, since the very beginning, knew there is this nagging voice in my head all the time that I'm going to get hurt. And because this is how much, you know, I mean to him. This is what he says. He said, after having done that, having going back to this friend of his, wipe everything clean, and he thought he would, and he thought about, this is the thing that hurts me, he thought about doing the same thing with me. He thought about it. And he felt that it's already too late to salvage this. That is the part that showed me clearly how important I am to him. I did not do a thing to him, you realize. I did not hurt him at all. The person who hurt him is willing to wipe everything clean and go back and be friends with him again. But he only thought about it. Thought about doing the same with me, but also felt that it's already too late. And that is very clear to me how much he really cared for me. Not a surprise, but a slap in the face nonetheless. And I can't force him to care for me. I cannot do anything, even though I don't think I've done anything wrong. He doesn't feel the same. He doesn't want to invest the same amount as I have invested in our friendship. Therefore, it's not going to work. It is as simple as that. However, it still sucks. It still sucks. I'm not crying. I'm just wiping my eyes. I cried before, though. I cried 2 days ago. Briefly. It just, it's like a sharp pain came to me and tears just start flowing as I was thinking about that line that he said. He said, I thought about doing the same, but felt that it's too late. And this is what I got. Everything that I suspected before, all the stuff that I thought about, that, you know, I'm not the one. I always feel like, you know, this friendship is iffy, even though I felt like I've contributed so much to this friendship. I rarely feel anything back from him. I do in the very beginning. That's how we got closer. But at the end, it just becomes this thing that I feel like, you know, I'm doing all the work. And no matter it's a relationship, a romantic relationship or a friendship relationship, when a relationship is involved, a friendship, a relationship, like, you know, going back and forth, relationship requires two people. And therefore, when that happens from one side, you know that it's not going to happen. It took me a while to realize that, obviously. But, you know, this put a period in our friendship. I don't consider him an enemy. I'm very casually a friend to him now. And I should give the same back to him. I shouldn't have to offer so much more than what he chooses to offer me. I felt stupid, yes. I feel stupid even now that I invested so much in this friendship. And it still hurts me when I think about it. But this is what I've been yearning to hear from him. The truth. This is what I've been yearning to hear, that you are not so important to me. Therefore, I can stop contributing, stop investing in this friendship, because I have been investing so even more when he stopped investing because I'm trying to find out what I did wrong. And that ended up hurting me like a motherfucker. So I've been thinking so much about this election, about differences, about how we can come together as a country, about my friend who is a Republican, how this friend can coexist with me, how I want to at least make this person and all my Republican friends to think about me, this face of mine, this person that is real and big and fat. No, not big and fat, but this person, I want them to think of me whenever they vote, whenever they think about voting for a certain issue, whenever they make up their mind on a certain thing. I want them to put a face to an issue. Hiding and not talking about politics and hiding and not talk about religion is not going to help. It is only going to help you because you are in denial. I want to give you the fact that when you agree and when you want to make marriage only between a man and a woman, that is discrimination, that is a slap in my face, that is telling me that my love for Bruce is not as good as your love for your husband or your love for your wife. And that is something that we have to stop, and that is something that I will strive to do every single day and every single podcast of mine, every single interaction of mine. I'm going to be honestly be who I am so that one day, hopefully one day, we will be able to stop discrimination. And I cannot imagine how painful this is going to be for somebody who's not out or whose family turn away from them simply because they are gay. It is painful enough to see strangers, my friends, who have different opinions about how they want to support writing in marriage is between a man and a woman. I cannot possibly imagine how painful it is coming from your parents. And really, my hearts go out to all of you. And I think we as a community have to be supportive and be able to take care of each other until discrimination is no longer. And I also have been thinking about how this friendship with Steve how I have to handle this in a way that is, I don't want this to end with anger and bitterness. I would rather this ending with respect and hopefully, I don't know, a lesson learned for me. The thing that is, you know, stuck in my head is that I am not, I'm not somebody that he cares so much that he wants to be friends with. And knowing him for a brief moment, he probably doesn't have many of that sort of close friends, but I am obviously not on the list. And the thing is, if he is, that is clear, you know, somebody who hurt him, he's willing to wipe everything clean and go and start all over again. And he is not able to do that with somebody that did not hurt him at all. Maybe it's because of guilt. I don't know. Maybe it's because he felt like he did that to me, and therefore he is not deserving of asking me for, but you know, another opportunity. After reading the email, I don't know if it would be so easy for me to make that decision again, to open up my life for him again. Because I've been naive, I've been stupid, I've been investing a lot more than even his effort. You know, my investment into this friendship is a lot more than his effort of even possibly thinking about doing the same thing. It's more than that. And I just felt stupid. And I don't know. I told him in the email that I replied him saying that it is very clear to me that I am not important to you. If I am that important to you, you wouldn't even think that this is not going to be working out without trying. And you are not going to decide for me that this is too late. When the moment that he is able to come to me wanting me to be his close friend again, which I doubt it's going to happen. I mean, his email is very clear. But if until the moment I told him, until the moment you are able to come to me as much as you want to fix your friendship with his other friend, if you can come to me wanting me back into his life as much as he wanted his other friend, that moment is when I will consider whether or not I want to accept that. I'm not saying that I will, but that is the moment that I think is only fair for me because I deserve better. And unfortunately, that is very clear to many of my friends, people who are around me, who's been trying to tell me this without hurting my feelings, that, come on, if he really wants to be your friend, he would have come back to you. He would have done things differently. This is very obvious and very clear to me now that I'm not that important to him. So, with this pouring out from my guts, and I hope to put this chapter away, close out this chapter, tuck it away, take this as a lesson. And move on. There's a lot more for me to do in this world. And it took, took how long? It took a year and a half for me to really come to where I am. And it's still kind of sting a little bit. But again, I want to thank all of you who wrote in. And I want to thank those of you who have recently left me comments on iTunes. I've been asking people to do that for Ding the Bell. And many of you did. Many meaning... I don't really pay attention much on the iTunes reviews. And I've gone to Ding the Bell and check. Oh my gosh, there's like 4. And I was very excited and very happy. And following... The comments going to other people's sites, and guess what? There are like website, there are like fellow podcasters that I know who has like 300 reviews, and I mean they obviously have a lot more listeners, and I have a lot of listeners on Penang Hokkien, but you know a lot of them listen on the web and they don't use iTunes, and they are from not the same store because they, you know, they're from outside of the US and all that, but I'm surprised by how many people are leaving reviews, but I don't really need you to do that. Don't do that for online. Just do that for Ding the Bell. I think online is still going to be small and tiny as it is, and it's kind of nice to keep it that way and having you. And I know how protective you are. I know how protective you are. So I don't, for the sake of, you know, honoring the respect that you may possibly want to have for me, or if you want to respect my wish, just let the Steve's episode end with this episode. Unless something comes up that I need to talk about, then I will talk about it. Otherwise, you know, I don't want you to call names and create more drama that is unnecessary. Because I don't want to end this with hate. I think I understand. There's nothing you can do. If you were to say, be in Steve's shoes, if you don't feel that I'm that important in your life, you just don't, you know? It's not like you're an ass and you don't want to, you know, make me important or make me somebody that you want to be friends with that closely. You just can't help it, you know? You just feel the way you do, and you know who you want to be in your lives, and you just do that. And I just happen not to be in his. I just wish I knew that earlier so that I won't look like a fool. I already do. I don't want, but whatever. I'm used to that. So let this episode end with this episode. And I hope you will come back again to online podcasts next week, hopefully, for something interesting and exciting. And I thank you for all your emails and support. And I, if you want to leave comments, voice comments especially, you can call 206-338-ONG9. That's O-N-G, number 9, ONG9. 206-338-ONG9. Or you can email me directly, ONGline@gmail.com. You can send me MP3 file of your comment and then email that to me. That would be fine as well. And also you can just go to onlinepodcast.com and leave me comments right in the comment area under each episode. And I encourage you to go to online podcasts often, because I sometimes blog between podcasts, and I also send photos to my blog between podcasts. And when my server was down, I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm so frustrated. I have no outlet. So thank you so much for all your support. And those of you who are worried and concerned that you might not hear me commenting about this election, and of course, in a lot smaller scale, but yet important, the closing of this chapter of Steve being a close friend of mine. And so I hope all of you will come back again next week. And not everything is that serious in my life. Hopefully you will get to hear some other parts of my life in the future. Okay, ladies and gender whores, thank you very much for listening and downloading. And don't forget to smile. Bye.